You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
How the devil are we, football friends? Are you good? How have you been? It's your mate, Alex Mearns, yeah? You know, the Football Hour presenter. All right, how are we? Is everything good? I've already asked you that. Yeah, you've already said yes or no. If it's no, I'm going to turn your mood around. If it's yes, I'm going to make you feel even better. Why is that, Alex? Well, I've got something for you. Remember I used to do the footballer love letters? Well, I've given it a little remix, a little sprucing, a little refurb. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Do you know what I've done? I've been a genius. Don't big yourself up too much, Alex. Yeah, I haven't actually been a genius. I've just sort of, instead of doing footballer love letters, I'm just doing manager love letters now. I'm proper creative, aren't I? Really, really creative. So, let me introduce you to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Football Hour. Footballer, manager, love letters. That sounds really good in my headphones. I hope it sounds just as good in yours. Okay, this is the part of the show when I really let my feelings be known for my love for certain managers when they guide their teams to greatness, or in this case, averageness. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings. Yes, it's difficult for us, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite managers, or in this case, one of his most average of managers, or a goal his team scored, we manage to turn ourselves into Shakespeare, into Keats, into E.E. Cummings, or into Roy Keane discussing two-footing someone. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. You know what it does? Football holds the key to our emotions. So, the other day, I was minding my own business, thinking about what I should have for my tea. And I thought, there's nowt better than pie, mash and gravy. So, that's what I had. And as I was pouring the Bisto over me mash, a thought came into me head. I couldn't get the thought of Big Sam Allardyce out of my head. I don't know what it was. It must have been my love for this pie, mash and gravy, which sparked my mind to the Everton manager. Then, strangely, this song by Al Green came on the radio.
If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'd tell the world just how I feel.
Yes, that's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to Big Sam, something not even Big Sam's wife has ever done. So this letter is addressed to Mr. S. Allardyce, Goodison Park, Goodison Road, Liverpool, L4, 4EL. This is Football Manager Love Letters. I really hope you enjoy it, Samuel. Dearest Big Sam, what a crazy football world we live in, hey? You should be really planning for a trip to Russia with the England team, but now I'm writing you love letters and sending them to Merseyside. Gosh, what a piece of luck, eh, Big Sam? Well, bad luck, lad. You wait your entire career for the England job. I don't know why I'm doing this voice like a little old granny. Right, I'm going to talk properly. I can't talk properly. Bad luck. Can't talk properly. Okay, talk properly. Bad luck, lad. You wait your entire career for the England job and you last 67 days. I've had sleeps that last longer than that. Oh well, we move on. And now you're at the blue half of Liverpool. A big, big football club. Congrats on that, Samuel. You've got a reasonable squad and a bit of cash to spend. Life is looking rosy for you, Samuel. I was looking the other day and I noticed you're only 63 years old. A young lad in management years, that Sammy boy. Anyway, on to even more compliments towards you. I've been thinking for a while that you suffer from football racism, an accepted form of discrimination, and it's not fair. Everyone has a go at you for this long ball football. It's just wrong, ain't it, mate? Hey, you might not be Guardiola, but it's not a full-on bus in front of the goal, smash it long, jobby. It's a little bit more cultured than that. Yes, that's the word I'd describe you with. Sammy Ali. Good nickname, that. Much better than Big Sam. Yes, Sammy Ali. Anyway, the word has to be culture. You bring so much culture to a football team. You know, the type of old-school culture you don't see much nowadays in Britain. Like, I imagine you allow the lads to have fish and chips on a Friday, or instead of Marbella for the weekend away, it'll be a team bonding trip to Scarborough. Old school traditional values. You are a man of culture, and that's what you are, Big Sam. Cultural. Imagine having the nickname Big Sam anyway. I've never heard of something so cultured in all my life. I say, let's have more Big Sam and less tiki-taka football. Less tiki-taka and more chicken tikka. Yes, please. That's the life. Now, good luck for the rest of the season. I'm sending all my love to you, Wayne and the boys. Big love, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.